thanks for downloading the audio podcast of this week's sermon. We pray you'll be blessed and encouraged with the words you hear.
You must be born again. That is the question for you this morning. Are you born again? Have you got the name that you're a Christian? Do you look the Christian? Because let's face it, when I was in my sin and when I went to church many years, hypocrisy was my thing. Wore the clothes, done all the things that you could do, but yet inside my heart was rotten to the core. You see, going to church this morning doesn't save you. It's not about your church attendance. You could be the best church attender in here, yet your heart could be so far from God. And this morning we're going to ask that question. Are you born again? Are you saved? Have you been changed? We're living in a society, in a world this morning where it's hard to tell the difference, isn't it? It's hard to tell the difference. You see, they've got the head knowledge, but they haven't got it in the heart. And that's the key issue of our being when God created us. It's our heart. So let's read John 3, and it's verse 1 to 10. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. The wind bloweth, as we heard this morning. I don't know about you, but I was up at 4 o'clock this morning because of the noise of the wind. I thought that the end of the earth was happening outside in Lorne. I'm surprised the house was still up when we woke up. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. Are you born of the flesh this morning? Are you born of the Spirit? You see, if you're born of the flesh, you will do the things of the flesh, and we all know what the things of the flesh are. But if we're born of the Spirit, we'll do the things that the Spirit of God tells us to do, won't we? You see, I believe in this Christian living, and I believe that it's a lifestyle. I believe that things, old things have passed away. I believe that all things have become new. I don't understand a person who's telling me that they're born again, but they're sitting in a barn on Saturday night, and they're in church on a Sunday. I can't get my head around that, because Jesus Christ died for our sin. He took that away. He took that old part of Jonathan away. And let me tell you something, I was hateful. I wouldn't have cared for you whatsoever. I just loved my party, and I didn't care for anybody. In fact, I'll be honest with you. In fact, when my dad was dying of multiple myeloma cancer, I was unsaved at the time. And you know what? Inside, that situation passed me by because I was selfish. You see, the person that's in the world is selfish. Would you agree with that? Selfish. In fact, this story this morning of Nicodemus, this man was the top man in all the teaching in Jerusalem. He was the top dog in his profession. So he could quote the Old Testament prophets. He could quote the Psalms. He could give one of the best poly sermons, yet it appears he cannot understand the meaning, you must be born again. You see, you can stand up here and you can quote all the verses, and you can say all the right things, and you can say the Christian rhetoric, but yet inside your heart, you're so far from God and you're so cold this morning. You see, Jesus Christ wants more than that for you. I believe in a purpose-filled life. I believe in a life that will come with struggles, but I also believe in a life that comes with the Holy Spirit, my comforter, being with me, who will bring me through all my things in my life and will lead me into his place everlasting. Do you believe that this morning? Amen. In fact, in Northern Ireland, I don't know about you, but everybody says they're saved. Do you know that? Everybody says they're saved. In fact, I met a man in Scotland, one of the churches I go to. He's from Singapore. And God sent him from Singapore to Northern Ireland to be a missionary in Belfast, to go around and wrap doors and be a missionary. And he, the pastor friend that he knew in Northern Ireland, he came to him and he says, I don't understand. Everybody in Northern Ireland saved. Lord, why have you brought me here? And the pastor said to him, well, listen, you need to change what you're saying a wee bit. Ask him, have they got a personal relationship with Jesus Christ? He says, see, when I did it, people started slamming the doors in my face. Who do you think you are? Who do you think you are? People started saying to him. And that's the question this morning. Have you got the name that you're just Christian? Have you got it in your heart this morning? Are you born again? God sent a man from Singapore to Northern Ireland. And what did he come up against? Religion. Religion. We live in a country that's full of religion. In fact, I was saying to one of the ladies I was talking to earlier, I would say that maybe 20 to 40% of people that sit in churches today aren't saved. Would you agree with me? They're not saved. They just come to church. It's religion. I'm telling you, religion had its bounds and its chains in the past, but Jesus Christ came to set us free from religion. Amen. He came to set us free. He came to give us a better life. In fact, people say this, well, I go to church every Sunday. But listen, church attendance isn't going to save you. What about Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday? See, it's not what you are in here. It's what you are before Almighty God. And that's the thing that I'm learning in my life. I can be anything to you right now, but he sees your heart right now and what you're thinking. He sees everything. And I want to tell you, church attendance doesn't save you. Well, you may say, I pay my tithes and offering. Again, you could be the best giver in this church, but yet you're not born again. Some may say, well, I do good works. I do charity work. I do all this stuff. Your works isn't going to get you saved. It's not going to get you into heaven either. This is a tricky one. And this is a tough one. Do you love your brother and sister this morning? Oh, that's a tough one. Do you love your brothers and sisters? Jesus says, by this ye shall know that what? You're my disciples. Is what? That you love one another. As I say, when I'm traveling about this country, I see churches that are like battlegrounds. I see a battle of egos. Oh, I don't agree with the way the pastor does that. Could you do a better job? You see, you always think you could do a better job. Oh, I can play the keyboard better than the worship leader. You see, that causes conflict. Do you love one another this morning? Is this a church in here this morning that loves one another? That's a tough one. Even loving the people you know don't like you. Sad to say in the church today, there's many people who don't like people. Isn't that sad? You see, Jesus says we're to love one another. And this is a trademark to know that we're a born again, sanctified child of God. See, people don't like hearing that. Sure, they don't. They don't like the truth because it hits right into the heart. And as much as I'm saying all this stuff to you, believe you me, when I'm writing this down, I'm looking at me. And the Holy Spirit's dealing with my heart. This morning. In fact, in Matthew 7, it says this in verse 21. In the last days, this is the last days, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of the Father, which is in heaven. Verse 22. Many shall say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name? And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works. You see, all these people will stand before Jesus this morning, but it's not going to be enough. Are you born again this morning? Have you been washed in the Spirit? Have you had your sins forgiven this morning? Start telling people. You see, why is it when it comes to sharing the gospel, we're so timid? No, just me then. Tell the truth, be honest with me, it's okay. Why am I a wee bit scared about what that person will think of me? Don't care what people think about you. Care what he thinks about you. He loves you. We're called to go into the world and preach the gospel. We're called to be a witness. We're called to win our families. You mightn't be on a platform. You mightn't be preaching or singing or doing all this thing. But your family is your mission field. And I want to tell you something. The family's the hardest one, isn't it? It's the hardest one to win. Because family always seem to remember, you know, the things happen here, don't they? Oh, my brothers, you remember that time you said that about me? You know, we forget sometimes the good stuff, but remember the bad stuff? You see, we need to win our family. This is a wonderful list of things. You would think that someone that prophesied in the name of the Lord would get into heaven, huh? You would think that someone that cast out devils, you would think that someone that done many wonderful works would get into heaven. Listen to this next verse. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Isn't that scary? I never knew you. Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. Iniquity is the premeditated, continual, escalating sin in your life. I want to ask you a question this morning. Answer it in your heart. What sin have you got in your life this morning? What sin have you got in your life? You see, the Bible teaches me that we're to have clean hands and a pure heart. That's how we ascend into the hill of the Lord. Clean hands and a pure heart. Are you pure this morning? Have you got the smell of the world on you this morning? As I said earlier at the start, many people today, it's hard to tell the difference. In fact, I'll be honest with you, and you may be shocked at this, but you wouldn't want to have fellowship with a Christian because it would stab you in the back. No? Yeah. It's the truth. They will just come out of nowhere and bang when you're not looking. You see, Jesus Christ didn't die for us to be like that. We're to be different. We're to be holy. Our lives have to be set apart. You have been bought with a price. We've talked about it all morning. Righteousness. What is righteousness? Right living. Are you right living this morning? How's your walk with God? All these questions I'm asking you this morning, but it's to trigger something in your mind. You see, there's things in my life that I needed to sort out. And I want to tell you something. See, when you start to do these things and start to be obedient in these areas in your life, let me tell you this. See, this book, it's real. It's alive. It's the power of God. In fact, you know what? Many Christians today don't read it. Why? Because it reads them. When you're cold and indifferent and you're backsliding in heart, let's be honest, the Bible is the last book that you want to read, isn't it? Because the truth's in there. And the truth, let me tell you, will set you free. Jesus can set you free this morning. In Romans 6 and 23, it says this, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. You know, I keep saying this, but no matter what it is, and what, no matter what you've got in your life this morning, lay it all before him. No matter what sin, let me tell you something, you may think, well, it's just a wee sin. But see, a wee sin can be a big sin. And before you know it, a big sin can grip your life. It's like me. I started off taking one drug that led into more drugs, that led into more drugs. You see, it had a grip in my life. It had such a grip in my life. My nervous system, everything, paranoia, everything. It had such a grip in my life. You see, sin will take you further than what you wanted to go. You may say it was just a look. It was just a dabble. It was just... It's just a wee drink. No one's going to see me. No. He sees you. He sees you. So the Bible tells me this. Repent. If you read the book of Revelation, when Jesus speaks to the seven churches, he tells them to do what? Repent. See, it's time that we repent of our sin. We take a dealing with ourselves because I believe that Jesus Christ is coming soon. Are you going to be caught up or caught on? That's an old one in Northern Ireland, isn't it? Hands up, who's never heard that one before? Are you going to get caught up or caught on? You know, I go to Whitewell Metropolitan, and I heard Pastor McCollum saying that since I was a child. Are you going to get caught up? Are you going to get caught on? That's the question. So I want to ask you again, are you born again? Born again, as we all know, and I'm preaching to people who know this stuff. Born again means born from above. The new birth is imparted and eternal life in the believer has eternal life planted in his heart. Have you got eternal life planted in your heart this morning? Are you waiting for that beautiful city? You know, I never quite understand people who come into church and all they do is clock watch. Well, that's a tough one, isn't it? I never look at my watch when I'm in church. Let me tell you something. I went into a church once and I was preaching and the woman just kept looking at her watch. the whole time. So I just kept preaching. You keep preaching. You see, I always ask the question, what are we going to do in heaven? What are we going to do? You know, we should want to be in God's presence all the time. You see, are you hungry for God? You know, not far from here in Kells was where the revival happened. Four men got together to seek God, pray. It spread. In fact, I was talking to a man from Belfast on Wednesday night. We were talking about that revival, and they tell me that in Harndon Wolf, they had to build extra sheds because the men that were getting saved were bringing back all the stuff they stole. You see, that's what repentance does. It's a complete turnaround. And that's what I'm trying to tell you. So if I used to go out and drink and party on a Saturday night, I don't do that no more. Why? Number one, I don't have that desire. Number two, I'm a child of God. Number three, he died for me. Did he just die for me that I could live whatever way I want? You see, we're living in a church period where people will do this. They want to just do what seems right in their own eyes. But yet when it comes under firm teaching in the Word of God, they don't want to know. Sure, they don't. See, they're disobedient. You see, I want to be obedient to what God has called me to do. And let me tell you, this is hard for me standing up here saying this morning. Because I don't want to offend anybody. I don't want to rock anybody's boat. But you have to. You have to be obedient to what the Holy Spirit tells you to do. And as I said, you might want to hear this morning. Some may go out and shrug their shoulders and say, who's he think he is? But that's okay. But the Holy Spirit will challenge you in your heart. John chapter 1, 12 and 13 says this, but as many as received him, to them he gave power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. You're a son of God this morning, if you're born again. You're a son of God. Think about that this morning. You have been adopted. You are no longer your own. You have been bought with a price. You see the way that Jonathan Cairns wanted to live and all his ideas. They have to be put away out here. It's what he wants. It's how he leads. See, that's the most important thing in your life this morning. But what do? We shut up shop, don't we? We shut up shop. We don't want to hear that kind of stuff. Verse 13 says, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Are you born after the flesh this morning? If you are, you'll do the things of the flesh. Bitterness. Envy. It's serious, isn't it? No. It's serious stuff. We need to get our lives in order. The Bible tells me to be ye holy, for I am holy, saith the Lord. Holy, sanctified, set apart. The person, when they become a Christian or born again, have accepted Jesus Christ as their own personal Savior. They have handed over their lives and the leadership of what they want and give it to him what he wants. Are you under the Holy Spirit's leading this morning? Or do you still want to do the things that you used to do? In fact, you know what I've learned in my life? See, when I want to lead, and I know you'll agree with me, but see, when you're I want to lead, what do? We make mistakes, don't we? Don't we? But yet when we go the way the Lord wants us to go, when we pray about it and we ask him, his ways are right, and he'll lead us on the right path that we need to go. You see, when I take charge, I mess up. You're looking at a failure this morning. I mess up everything that I ever do. But see, when God is in something, he'll bless it. He'll lead it. And let me tell you something, no man on this earth will stop it. No man will stop it. If it's a work for God, if it's a ministry for God, no matter what it is, no man can stop it if the Lord Jesus Christ is in it. In fact, Jesus Christ, we that in Jesus Christ should no longer serve the flesh or sin. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. Verse 18. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself. Isn't that amazing? We've been reconciled to God himself. Hath given us the ministry of reconciliation. Verse 19. To the wit, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, in you reconciled to God. You see, you're not your own anymore. You've been bought with a price. You have been redeemed. You've been set free. You've been born again. Jesus Christ is in your heart. You see, when he's in your heart, you'll live for him, won't you? You see, I just love him with all my heart. I really do. I'm not ashamed to say it this morning. Verse 21, for he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. We sang about it this morning, righteousness. We are his righteousness of God in him. And this morning when we think of the cost of the cross, this meaning he took all of our filth, all of our shame, every vile thought, every deed, everything, every idle word that we've ever said about our brothers and sisters. It's all recorded, folks. Did you hear me? Every idle word you'd give an account for this morning. So in 1 John 1, if you want to turn to it, it says this here in verse 5. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declared unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. Again, these are not my words. These are the inspired words from the Holy Spirit. But if ye walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. It cleanses us from all sin. Number one. Are you this morning walking in darkness or are you walking in light? Number two, are you still running about in your sin? Are you still doing sin or do you try and sin less? Number three, do you keep the word of God in your heart? Number four, do you abide in his love? And I'm going to finish with this one. Number six. Do you love one another? Do you love one another? In fact, if we were to see people the way Jesus Christ sees them, boy, would that change us, wouldn't it? You see that person that's unlovable? Jesus loves them. We're to reach out and we're to touch them. But to finish, are you born again? Ask yourself that question this morning. Ask it and be serious and be real with God and come to him. And I know 100% that he'll come to you. So thank you this morning for having me. I hope you've enjoyed what I've said. I hope you've been blessed. And I hope above and beyond that you've seen Jesus Christ. And your love is
great. Thanks for listening to this week's podcast. If you would like any more information, have a look at our website at www.ballymoneyelam.com.